But what I do actually in my own job for Tourism Ireland, for the island of Ireland, is I promote to tour operators that do groups. And basically, well, I'll just do a slide at the end. So this is all really very informal. I've done this in Ireland where I brought the group tour operators, some that are in this room, over to Ireland to meet with the Irish suppliers. But then we just thought this year that we'd take our Irish suppliers out here to meet you guys on your own turf here. And I have to say, Manhattan and the penthouse suites in this passage is kind of nice. So thank you all for coming. We really do appreciate it. I think it's more of a networking rather than we want to talk with you, all of us, rather than talk at you. So we're just going to do a couple of slides each for the six presenters up here, like 5 minutes each or whatever. I'm going to show you just a couple of slides on Ireland's ancient East, and then we're going to show you a video, and basically then we're just going to move downstairs into the restaurant. We have the whole restaurant, and then we can all talk till we're all blue in the face at that stage. So again, I just want to really at this stage just thank you all for your business. I mean, it really is very important to Ireland. We had a fantastic year last year. We had over 1 million when I started a long time ago. We were in 200,000, 250,000, and that was all incredible numbers, and now it's over 1 million, 1.2 million, I think it is, and it's actually even looking better for this year. And all of you contributed to that. It's us all working together, sharing information, working on a cooperative basis together, and really just driving the traffic benefits Ireland, you guys, and everybody on the ground in Ireland, and all of the suppliers in Ireland all appreciate your business as well. So at this stage, without further ado, we have Suzanne Reid here from Christchurch Cathedral, Carol from Dunraven Arms, Fiona from Griffin Hotel Group, Griffin Group Hotels, Clarissa Delap, I'll tell you about that later, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Roisin from Manor House Hotels, Irish Country Hotels, and Brian Nevin from the absolutely fabulous GPO Witness Museum in Dublin. And I'm joined here by Carol, Caroline, who's right behind me doing the PowerPoint.
Right.
So I think we're just going to go straight into Suzanne.
I'm here. Should I go and start with the song at the fireplace?
Yes. Actually, we were supposed to have the fireplace on, but we didn't think that there was no idea. So you can stand wherever you want to, and Caroline can do the slides.
Right.
So.
Okay. Just the arrows, Caroline.
Yeah.
We'll go on. Okay. So Christchurch, I know some of you have visited. A lot of you already have visited us. And if you haven't, you'd be very welcome to come and see us. And anyone who has is welcome to come back anytime. It's the older of the two cathedrals in the city. Just because the pop-up says finest, I had to have a comparative.
My pop-up's not here today.
Okay. So obviously it's had quite a few incarnations since 1030, and the style now is neo-Gothic in style. So what I have on the slides here are just the internal, so you can see the neo-Gothic style of the cathedral. And people always say, you know, okay, so what's new in Christchurch? And, you know, what's new in a building that's nearly 1,000 years old? Not a whole lot, but last year we were chosen by an anonymous donor to receive this fella outside. It's a statue of a homeless Jesus by a Canadian sculptor, and it was the first one to be sent outside of North America. And that's just a lovely image because we have the Dean of Christchurch Dublin and the Archbishop, the Anglican Archbishop, who's called Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Dermot Martin, who is the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, the Roman Catholic Archbishop there, as the statue was dedicated. And it's quite funny when I'm going into work in the morning, people parked at the feet, taking selfies and, you know, just having a little minute. So that's, and in behind, we also went with this one because there's scaffolding in it, which is where our belfry is. And we pointed that last year at the cost of just over €1 million. So the visitors help, honestly. So when you send them, you know, it's 1.6 million for us just to keep the doors open and the lights on. And we've quite a small core congregation. So the visitors that you send us are greatly appreciated. Can we move on?
Yeah.
The floor. So when visitors come to Christchurch, the tour takes around 45 minutes, okay? And it's essentially three different sections. The main body of the cathedral, downstairs in the crypt, which is the oldest working structure in the city of Dublin. And again, when I want to know have people been in or not, I tend to say, did you see a cat and a rat? And no, that wasn't us. Or if you have, it was. So the cat and the rat were, you know, there's a lot of quirky stuff, ephemera really, on display in Christchurch. And the story with the cat and the rat is they were in the organ pipes, couldn't get a sound out. Am I wrecking the microphone here? Couldn't get a sound out of the organ, had to dismantle it, and they found a mummified cat and rat inside, which they decided quirkily to put on display. And James Joyce references them in Finnegan's Wake as well. Last year, a newbie, if you like, was we have our own copy of Magna Carta. Christchurch, at the time of Robin Hood and Evil King John, was actually, you know, it was really quite an important cathedral. And Henry London, or Henry of London, was the third witness to Magna Carta 800 years ago at Runnymede. So we dusted off what is, Ireland was the second country after England to receive Magna Carta, which is basically loosely what the Constitution of the US is loosely based upon. And it's also, you know, on the state of the seal of the state seal of Massachusetts. It's on the doors of the Supreme Court in Washington. And this one is on display, permanent display now, in the crypt of Christchurch Cathedral. And we'll move on, Caroline. Third part of a guided tour of the cathedral is up into the belfry that we repointed last year that cost $1 million. But we let people climb up there now with one of our cathedral guides. It's 86 little stone steps up a medieval tower. You go across the south transept at roof level. That's the view you get because you're outside. Over flying buttresses, over the Dublin Mountains, in through a little hobbit door, into what's really a boy's shed. The bell ringers have couches, kettles, in contrast to downstairs in the cathedral, which is so beautiful and elegant, and it's really a shed, you know, where they have the bells. We have 19 bells up there. Two were added for the Millennium Project, and that is the largest number of bells run in full circle in any cathedral in the world, and your visitors can have a go. So they learn a little bit about bell ringing, because, you know, I don't know anything about bell ringing. And when I started working in Christchurch, we had a particular dinner coming to the cathedral, and I said, lads, any chance we could get, you know, they're international visitors, could we get a bit of Irish eyes or smiling or, you know, something recognisable? Clearly, you know nothing about bell ringing. It's all numbers and maths and, you know, but it's people really do enjoy it. And when we look at our TripAdvisor, it's something that they remember as an experience. Moving on, Caroline. And the last thing, I know some of you are very heavily involved in programming choir groups, choral groups, performance groups. And Christchurch, this, I just put the organ in because, you know, even last night in Washington, we had people who sing in the National Cathedral Choir, and, you know, your artists or your choral directors will want to know. It's a fine instrument. It's in the German Dutch tradition. People enjoy playing it church organs. Our own choir, we have three choirs in the cathedral. The one that's pictured here is the Christchurch Cathedral Choir, 22 professional singers led by a director of music. We don't have sung services on a Monday or Friday, but otherwise during term time they sing, and that's quite an experience for visitors to the cathedral. There are also kind of guns for hire, so if you have a group with budget, you can make an approach and we can organise that. And in addition to that, we love to see groups coming to sing in the cathedral. So the most cost-effective one for your groups is to come and sing at lunchtime. So there's a half past one to 2:30 slot for choral recitals, or for groups with more budget, or maybe a tier one, as you might call them, they can hire the cathedral in the evening. That's €1,500, and, you know, they have Christchurch Cathedral, and if they can sell 525 tickets, so be it. That's available to them. I'm around, obviously, for the evening, so if anybody's any particular groups, I know we were having a discussion there about, you know, particular one that you're interested in, and we'd be happy to, or please take my card, and we can talk further. And I'm going to hand over to Sarah now from Dunraven Arms, the account. Thank you.
Hi, I might just stay here so everyone see me and hear me. I'm here representing the Dunraven Arms, which is in Adair in County Limerick. And this is the property here. It's a 4-star hotel based right in the village of Adair. We are a hotel that's part of two groups, Manor House Hotels of Ireland and Small Luxury Hotels. But the property is independently owned by a family, the Murphy family. They've owned it for a number of years, so there's three of the Murphy family involved in the running of the hotel, and they're the they are on site daily at the hotel. The hotel itself is in the village of Adair. Adair is a small village in County Limerick, which is in the west of Ireland. It's about a 10-minute drive from Limerick City. It's also very close to Shannon Airport. We're about 27 miles from Shannon Airport. We're also just over a two-hour journey to Dublin, motorway door-to-door. So we're quite a good location for both Shannon and Dublin Airport. Limerick also, Adair in County Limerick, also borders the county of Kerry, so easy access to the Ring of Kerry, Dingle, etc. And also very easy access to County Clare, where you have the Cliffs of Moher, Mahinch, Doonbeg, etc. So we love any kind of visitors, love golfers, because there's lots of golfers who can go to the courses in County Clare, such as Mahinch and Doonbeg, or can go down to Kerry to Ballybunion, Tralee, Killarney, etc. The hotel itself has been here since 1792. It was originally a 15-bedroom hotel that was part of the 5,000-acre Dunraven estate. The Dunraven estate is where Adair Manor is now on, so the estate has got a lot smaller, so our hotel was on that estate at one stage. And if you just click back there, actually, again, yeah, all these cottages are in the village. They're all thatched cottages. And they were all part of the estate as well, so a very nice theme going through the village. Those cottages have been around since 1831. And in the top left-hand corner, that's Desmond Castle, which is also in the village. That's been there since the 13th century, and you can get tours of the castle if you do stay in Adair. Go on there. The hotel now has 90 bedrooms, so it's come a long way since the 15 bedrooms that it started out with. The on the left is our luxury rooms, so there we have 60 of those, and on the right is one of our suites, and we have 30 suites at the hotel, so quite a number of rooms. And then let's go on. We have a number of facilities as well at the hotel. I just put up one or two pictures here. We have a 17-meter pool, we have a gym, we have beauty rooms, and lots of reading rooms. We have both a bar and restaurant, which you can eat in both. So you can have a la carte menu in the dining room, or you can just have some bar food in the bar. And we've recently done a new conservatory, which opens next week, which is just off the bar here. And we have lovely gardens at the front and back. And we are situated right in the village of Adair, so you can walk out our door and walk into the village, go across to different cafes or restaurants, or into the different churches in the village, etc. I'll hand you over to Fiona next. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Fiona. For those that I know, lovely to see you again. And for those that don't know me, I'm the group sales manager for the Griffin Hotel Group. And the Griffin Hotel Group is an Irish family run and operated hotel group since the 1960s. And we offer three properties in Ireland. And we're very en vogue because we're all on Ireland's ancient east. We have three properties, one in Kilkenny, and we have two in Wexford. Location-wise from Dublin, Kilkenny is about an hour and a half from Dublin, and Wexford is probably about just under 2 hours. They're great options for saying if you come into Dublin, down to Kilkenny and head down south, or else if you want to go down the coast road, Wicklow, down towards Wexford. Waterford is neighbouring us as well. So they're a nice option to stay. We do a lot of groups in both our four-star hotels, and then our five-star hotel is kind of niche, smaller groups. So our first four-star is in Wexford. It's called the Ferry Carrick Hotel. The beautiful, unique selling point of the Ferry Carrick, it's on the estuary of the River Slane. So beautiful views. We have 102 rooms, so there's no fighting of views in any room, because every room has a view. And even when you're in the dining room or in the bar or looking out, they all have views. So it's lovely to look out on a sunny afternoon in Ireland, where there's no rain whatsoever, and you can just enjoy the views. So the Ferry Carrick, both the Ferry Carrick Monarch and Hotel Kilkenny, we do small and large groups. We do complimentary coach parking, so they're easy to get to, and they're all in great locations. We also are the Ferry Carrick and Hotel Kilkenny are very family orientated, so if you've any multi-generational family groups, we do a very good family program right throughout the year in both of those hotels. The next property then, we'll just whiz up to Kilkenny, which is about an hour and a half from Dublin. So Hotel Kilkenny is probably a more modern style hotel. It's completely revamped in 2006, a larger hotel, but again, nice for groups, either small or large. We have 138 rooms at Kilkenny. And again, it's within walking distance from Kilkenny City, so it's only about a 10-minute walk from Kilkenny City. And our last property then is our 5-star destination spa. It's a very unique property in Ireland. It's the only destination spa in the southeast of Ireland, and it's an adult-only spa, so no children allowed. So all your family groups can go to our other two hotels, and then whoever wants to relax and get away from the families, everyone goes to Monarch. But we've been very lucky because it's been given a lot of accolades since it's opened in the last 10 years. We've been named in the top 3 spas in the world by Forbes magazine. We've also been named in the top 10 spas in the world by Condé Nast Traveller. And within Ireland itself, we've been named as the top destination spa in Ireland for a number of years running. We've got 70 rooms, but it's a beautiful 18th century Georgian manor house. When you drive up, it's on 100 acres. All you see is this beautiful Georgian manor house. It's a fabulous link corridor at the back of it, and then it leads into this very modern style hotel. If you've got clients that are very into wellness and spa, this is a very unique property. But even if you've got clients who just want to come and relax and enjoy some fine food and wine and just chill out, it's also a great area. As well as having great hotels, they're all in great locations, both Kilkenny and Wexford, on Ireland's ancient east. Wexford, home to the famous opera house, so if you've got groups that love opera, they do a fabulous opera festival for 2 weeks in October. Right on our doorstep is a National Heritage Park, so you can learn 9,000 years of history within, you know, an hour. And then you're near Hook Lighthouse as well, which is the oldest working lighthouse in Ireland. You could move on to New Ross, to the Dunbrody Famine Ship. John F. Kennedy Homestead is there as well. So lots to do within that area, you know, within like half an hour, 40 minutes. And then obviously Waterford is our neighbouring, so, you know, you could make your way out to Waterford and see the Museum of Treasures and Waterford Crystal. And then Kilkenny, of course, the medieval capital of Ireland, you know, famed for its culture and heritage. Each of them, they've walking trails, famous for food and craft. So there's so much to see and do within both areas and within a short distance. So there's lots to see within that triangle. And we'd love to, even if you're not going to stay with us, even if, you know, for lunch, offering dinner, afternoon tea, you know, if you're passing by, please come and stay with us, or and we'd love to have you. Thank you. And I'll pass you over to Clarissa.
Hello everybody, my name is Laura Zuklop. I'm a marketing event officer for St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I know many of you are already sending groups in, but I'm relatively new, so it's wonderful to have an opportunity to get to see all of you in person and say hello. For those of you who may be less familiar, one little refresher on St. Patrick's Cathedral. St. Patrick's is the national cathedral of the Church of Ireland and is the largest cathedral in Ireland. We're over 800 years old, so institution of a long history in the city of Dublin. We welcome this year over 500,000 visitors, or we have welcomed in past year over 500,000 visitors, so our visitors are an important and increasingly important part of what we do. But we are also an active place of worship, so we do have sung services, which take place twice daily. We are the only cathedral in Britain and Ireland to continue that tradition every day. In addition to welcoming visitors during the day and having our regular services, we also host evening events, everything from concerts for Temple Bar Trad Fest, which happens annually in January. That's a festival of traditional music, which many of you will be familiar with, to cocktail receptions and seated dinners, private choir performances in the evening. So it really runs the gamut. In terms of what we have on view for visitors, obviously there's a strong historical connection to St. Patrick, which has tremendous resonance with an American audience. We have a beautiful window showing the life of St. Patrick in 39 images, and then also statues and sculptures themed around the life of St. Patrick. We are also have a strong connection to the literary history of Ireland. Obviously, an enormous number of significant authors have lived in Ireland, among them Jonathan Swift, the author of Gulliver's Travels, who was dean of the cathedral in the 18th century and is buried in the cathedral. And there's a selection of his works, and also his death mask are on view there. So if you're doing a literary itinerary, it's a nice time. The fact that we're an active place of worship is significant to us, and I think significant to many visitors who come in. So it is a place where people can have kind of quiet, an opportunity for quiet reflection, where they can light a candle. We've recently started a program wherein chaplains are on duty during the day. And what that means is that visitors who are wishing to speak to someone in a religious capacity have the ability to do so. We recently had an American couple in who were renewing their vows and had their wedding rings blessed in the cathedral. So really nice opportunity to come in for something like that. And also strong history of music and our choir. As I said, our services are sung, and they are open to everyone, and we very much welcome your groups to stay in the afternoon for a service. The evening service takes place at 5:30, and it takes about 45 minutes. It's an opportunity to kind of see the cathedral in the way that it was designed to perform. So you get to listen to the beautiful acoustics of the building, kind of a nice contrast to seeing the building as a tourist and walking around. And then, of course, we have a huge number of monuments, war memorials, and historical artifacts on view. As an institution which is over 800 years old, there's a lot of sort of layers of Irish history in the building, which are really fabulous to come in and see. So for groups, we offer self-guided cathedral visits, and I know many of you would be sending in groups with your own tour escort who would be providing narration, and we'll continue to welcome those groups. We also now are doing private guided tours with our own cathedral staff. And what's great about those is they're highly customizable, so whatever interest the group might have, that tour can be tailored, or it can be just sort of a highlights tour that lasts approximately 45 minutes. We do also have a daytime performance opportunity for visiting choirs. That's a lunchtime slot, and choirs are welcome to come in and sing during that time. We've just introduced a sort of enhanced performance opportunity, which will give a little bit more promotion through our social media channels. We have about 10,000 Facebook followers and a pretty extensive mailing list. We're launching a new website in May, which is going to kind of give better prominence to events. So all of those opportunities will be available to visiting choirs. But if you do have performance groups, we're also available for evening bookings. So if you did want to bring them in the evening and do a private performance, we can do that. The other thing which we've just started doing is our choir is available to perform during the day for groups, and I think this is a really fabulous thing. They can have sort of a brief tour with your guides or with our guides, and then we'll bring them back into a private area of the cathedral and bring the choir in. And in particular, I think it's a really nice thing to do with the boys' choir. The boys are absolutely adorable, and they sing like angels, and it's a wonderful surprise to have them come in and give a little brief performance, about 15 or 20 minutes, and we can also tailor that to sort of what the group would like to hear. And then just a few general reminders. We are right there where the big yellow star is in the center of Dublin. The area around us is really changing quite rapidly, and some of you may have already been to the new Teeling's distillery. There's a lot to do now kind of in the immediate environs. I would say, you know, once you come down the hill, if you're continuing on to Guinness, now there are a couple stops along the way that are really worth making. We are starting this summer a new dedicated group entrance, and what that will mean for your groups that are already coming is they'll actually come in the same door, but the general public is going to come in on the opposite side of the building, so it will make life a lot easier for them with any luck. They'll be right next to that dedicated coach parking, so they can just hop off the bus and come straight into the building, as always. And as always, we are open 7 days a week, and we are very happy to continue to see your groups in. And thank you for having me. Oh, sorry, and Roisin.
It's okay, I know many of the people here. So I'm Roisin, as many of you know already, from Manor House Hotels and Irish Country Hotels. And I know many of you work with us on an FIT basis, but we also have worked a lot in the last couple of years on our group's desk and our group's business. So just to remind you of some of the great properties within the collection. So we've Mount Falcon Estate in Ballina, County Mayo, there on the right. Something nice to do there, as well as for our golfing groups, which I'm sure definitely you know, but they have a driving range, and the heart of some great golf courses up there in Mayo. They also do a lovely hawk walk with an estate guide, so you can go out and see the falcons and walk on the estate. They also have 2 miles of Double Bank River for the fishing enthusiasts. So lots to do on property, and also in a great area along the Wild Atlantic Way for touring as well. Sandhouse Hotel in Rosnaula, more adventurous of you who might want to surf in Ireland. It's up at the top right there. One of the more recent additions is Park Massilla on the Ring of Kerry. So I know many of you know Killarney, and many of you stay in Killarney. But this is something a little bit different to think of staying in Sneem, because we have two properties in Sneem. The Sneem Hotel was perfect for your groups, and also Partnersilla, which is a larger manor house, so on some occasions it can also do groups. And finally, Delphi Lodge, which is where Prince Charles went fishing and went for his vacation. So it's a nice little spot for smaller, much smaller groups for fishing and also for touring the Connemara area. The other recent addition to the group is Scree Palace in Connemara. Again, a small country house, ideal more for the FIT as well. So you can see the locations throughout the country, and you've heard already from Sarah from Dunraven Arms, which is one of our great properties and obviously ideal for groups with the location, but also a lovely manor house. So it gives you an idea of the history, the heritage that's in some of these great properties. And we have 26 other manor houses dotted around the island of Ireland. This is one of our little jewels, and it's Balmerhinch Castle in Connemara. So you can see the beauty there of the castle itself, ideal for fishing, but also for hiking in the mountains. They also do horseback riding now during the summer season on the property. And one of the neat things you can do there for a small group is actually to plant your own sapling tree on the estate. So you can leave a little bit of your own heritage or your own history of your visit to Ireland on the estate. So if we have a group, normally we pick two people from the group to plant the tree. But if you have individuals and you want them to do it, we can organise that for you. One common trait among all the manor houses and indeed the Irish Country Hotels is a focus on food. And I know the whole foods and farm to fork and all that is very cool now, but manor houses have always been. It's always been an ethos of the group. And you can just see from this sample buffet breakfast that the manor houses are true to their word. So things like, you see, this is one of our Galway properties. So you can see the Cashel blue cheese comes from Cashel in Connemara. The ham, the locally sourced ham, the preserves which are made on property by the chefs. So homemade brown bread, which of course no Irish breakfast would be right without a soda bread made on property. But you can just see that the ethos is carried through, very often locally sourced fish, meats, etc. So we're very much part of the local community and source our food with both groups, both Irish Country and Manor House. We source our food locally. And Irish Country Hotels, which is our second collection, which is ideal for the groups market, are the only hotel group in Ireland to actually carry the guaranteed Irish symbol. And that means that's the one symbol that epitomises supporting of local jobs, local community, and buying from the local suppliers. It's an award given not only to the hotel industry, obviously, because we're the only ones in Ireland who have it, but to many of the Irish companies for supporting Irish industry as well. It's very important we need our jobs. So then on to the Irish Country Hotels. So this is the second collection. These are predominantly 3- and 4-star hotels. They, in general, be larger than the manor houses. So average size, about 60 bedrooms. One of our more recent members, Killeen House in Killarney, which is ideal for golfing groups. A little bit of unusual heritage there. Their wallpaper in their bar is actually made up of golf balls. And if you want to bring your own, you can stick it up on the wall and add to the wallpaper. Armada Hotel in Spanish Point, which is great for if you want to tour, say, the Wild Atlantic Way, it's County Clare, Doolin, etc. But each of these houses has their own heritage, all individually owned. So the families are there, they run the hotels. This is one of our hoteliers here. You can tell he's a fisherman as well, so he can bring you out in his fishing boat if you want. They also have a microbrewery at that hotel, so that's Casey's in Baltimore, so they can bring you down to see the brewery as well. But many of our hotels are very much part of the community, so if you had a sporting group and they, you know, wanted to play against another team in the area, the owners would probably be the sponsors of the local jerseys, the local sporting hotel, sporting group, so they might be able to arrange a match for you. One of our Irish Country Hotels is actually involved in a choir, so she has arranged for choir groups to sing with her choir, and because obviously she's very involved, that all works very well, and I think they ended up back in the hotel doing more than just singing, I think. That happens sometimes in Ireland, I'm afraid. But just to give you a feel, we do have a groups desk now, so it's groups at Irish Country Hotels or groups at manor houses, and we have two people manning that. So if we can help you at all, we're delighted to, and I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you. So those are some of the locations of the Irish Country Hotel.
Okay. And Brian, here from the studio. Hi, everybody. Firstly and first, I'd like to compliment Jean for the great work she's done, bringing us all together this week. We've seen three great groups, and tonight is no exception. And again, a great location as well, so thank you, Jean. I'm here to speak about GPO Witness History, but also to speak about Shannon Heritage. So I'll just give you a quick background on Shannon Heritage, the company. So Shannon Heritage, we're Ireland's largest commercial visitor attraction operator, founded in 1963 with the world-famous Bunratty Medieval Banquet as our centrepiece. We run seven-day visitor attractions and evening entertainment products. We run a host of annual events in our products, including Easter, Harvest, Halloween, and Christmas. We specialize in medieval-themed weddings in two of our properties, notably Napole Castle. We host a lot of corporate packages and corporate events in our venues. GPO Witness History is the most recent addition to our portfolio, and Jean has quite rightly asked, what are Shannon Heritage doing running attractions in Dublin? I guess we just pitched for the business and won the business. We have a lot of experience, as our founder in 1963 says. So we're part of the wider Shannon Airport Group, who I know some of you have met in the last couple of weeks. In fact, Katie was just saying, she's sick of meeting people from Shannon. She's meeting for the last couple of weeks. And we're meeting again. We're meeting again at Mehill, so it's great. It's all good. So obviously we have a couple of properties on the Wild Atlantic Way as well, and notably Doonguir Castle in Kinvara. So I mentioned castles. We have quite a few castles in our portfolio. We have King John's Castle in Limerick, Doonguir Castle, a beautiful castle in Kinvara, Napole Castle in Quinn. We also have a Napole Castle Whiskey, which is doing very well for us at the moment, and Malahide Castle in Dublin. So our castle portfolio offers day visits, medieval banquets, wall gardens, bespoke and group events, weddings, and of course a unique Irish experience. So Bunratty, as I said, is the centrepiece. Many of you will be familiar with our banquet, which we host in the medieval fortress that is Bunratty. Some of you might have availed of the offer to become the Earl of Thomond for the night. I know it goes down very well with a lot of groups and a lot of people who come along to the banquet. While you're there, why not visit our folk park and get an opportunity to stroll around our 19th century charming village street, which of course has a school, post office, doctor's house, hardware shop, printers, and of course McNamara's pub. We offer a range of experiential experiences in Bunratty, including bread making with the Bannon Tea, which are the ladies of the house. Our blacksmith displays are very popular, as is our whiskey tasting. So our most recent acquisition is the GPO Witness History Visitor Attraction, which actually opens on Friday. It's a government event on Friday, but it opens to the public next Tuesday. So this is a highly interactive and immersive experience with some serious modern technology as part of the experience, including a 15-foot AV wall, which is very impressive, and it shows a movie about the 1916 Rising, and very immersive. Come along to the GPO and you'll learn all about the 1916 Rising and how it impacted on modern Irish history. As I said, it opens Monday the 29th of March, and there's the website, gpowitnesshistory.ie. So I've popped my card into everybody's bag, so if anybody needs any more information about GPO or any more of our attractions, please give me a shout.
Could you just tell the group, if you don't mind, what facilities you have upstairs for small and medium
groups? Sure,
yeah, so
we host... Absolutely, I mean, we host... we have a milestone gallery in the exhibition, which hosts between 80 and 100 people. There is potential to make that space a little bit better with the courtyard area, which is right in the center of the GPO. So if you look at the courtyard or the GPO building, it's right in the courtyard at the back. So there is an opportunity to run gala dinners, events, corporate events, group events in the gallery, which is upstairs at the GPO. So we're all very excited about that. We've already got a lot of events booked in for that. So if anybody has any events inquiries for GPO and in a really iconic building right in the centre of Dublin, please don't be afraid to give me a call. I'm going to bring back to Jean. I think Jean has got a video to show us on.
Yes. Before I do that, I would like to really say thank you to Caroline. Talk to 4,000 people, and as you know, I'm not shy with talking, but I am IT challenged, very much so. So thank you, Caroline, for putting everything together. for the week and for this whole promotion, because I just slides just are, they terrify me. So just going on to, I think the next slide is just, that was just generally just on choirs, just something that we've been doing. We'll just go on to the next one. So really, this is probably with all of you, our different operators that I've been working on over the last number of years. Choral has really come out to the forefront. Bands, performance groups. Ursula just got back from Ireland with a band director. There were seven of them there. We sent them over to see the St. Patrick's Day Parade and the Limerick Band Competition. They had a fabulous time. And they're all bringing their bands back, all seven of them, in 2018,
yep.
All together. So that's kind of a big return on investment for just sending them over to see the product on the ground. Orchestras, performing groups, church has been our staple. I think, as Adrian probably knows, and all you from years ago, the church groups, that's what we had for 50 years, and that continues. The parish priest puts out the announcement, they go to Ireland, and the parishioners go with the parish priest or the archbishop or whomever is leading the group. Law enforcement has really come out just in the last probably year or so. So you can imagine the fire group, the cop group, the state police, the county police, all in Ireland with their counterparts, they really do have a good time. So that's just something to look at maybe in your areas where you know people like that. All you have to do is actually bring that idea to them. They're not going to come to you. It's just really to go and find maybe the Pied Piper in the precinct or whatever law enforcement agency it might be, and give them a tour and have them put it up in their facility, and then you kind of find that, you know, you're going to get interest, and there could be 30, 40 or a coach load going. Students obviously are a big part, overseas, semesters abroad, educational programs all over Ireland. Pilgrimages, again, staple of Ireland, we've always been in that business, and multi-family. But I guess the one thing that I've actually realised over the last number of years is actually talking to our suppliers, like our guys tonight, of things that you can do out of the box. There's a lot of stuff there, and I know a lot of you are doing business directly or with your own DMCs, but it's just very important for the guys in the DMCs to know what's going on, and that's new in Ireland, that you can apply to the experience that your customers are going to have when they get there. And there's a lot of stuff there, the GPO, where's the Gaelic Games, your group went there, they couldn't get them off the field, they didn't want to leave.
Videos that haven't been made.
Knoxewin, all of those different places, cookery schools. And it's not a cookery school going in to cook for an hour, it's actually going in to the likes of Ballynockan Cookery School in Wicklow that has converted their barn, which is absolutely just fantastic. And they learn how to cook and play music and have all this interactive experience they have. And it could be just over lunch hour. It could be just for an hour and a half. And the multifamily, of course, you know, it seems to me that it's kind of growing from what I can gather. So Ireland's Ancient East, 5,000, we'll go to the next slide. That's just a map. If you need that for your website or anything like that, I can provide it to you. And it's the new destination brand for the east and south of Ireland. And then this is what it is. This is from Jenny DeSaulis, heads this up. Ireland's Ancient East offers a personal experience of 5,000 years of Europe's history, your journey of discovery in this relaxing, off the beaten track, lush, beautiful landscape that attracted warring settlers for millennia will be made illuminating by stories from the best storytellers in the world. And the two presenters tonight that really talk about Ireland's Ancient East is Roisin and Fiona. So they're going to explain the whole 5,000 years from the United States.
Okay. Talk to you.
And these are just different photographs that we got for our presentation. Glendalough, obviously, Clonmac Noise, Waterford City. All of these areas, like Kilkenny Castle, these venues are all open for ideas. You don't just go in and take a tour. You can have a performance there, you can have a lunch there, you can have somebody that comes in and presents. It might be going to the Aran Islands, it might be bringing in the Islander in to talk to the group. There are all those different types of things that you can do, rather than going from A to B and C to D or whatever, like we've done for whatever 35 years. my neck of the country, Powers Court. I was there last year and I talked to the chief executive and she brought us to the room upstairs. I'd never seen it. I mean, I'm in tourism over 30 years. I've gone to Powers Court or groups and I've been there, whatever. I never saw the room upstairs. It's absolutely magnificent. And at night time, when all the lights are on, it's just incredible. So if you're going there again, you might want to ask them to see the, I mean, we don't call it function facilities, we just call it kind of like different experiences, rather than, you know, function is just like, you know, in a hotel, in a function room. And I think that's probably it. We're going to go straight into the video. So we have this video. I prefer this one over the animated one that we have. It's 1 minute and 11 seconds. But again, if you need it for your websites or whatever, we can provide it to you from our image library. So let's get to the video.